Blog Talk Radio.
Thank Jah Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay,
yay,
yay.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiot ur lagoyim, banatan lanu et Yehoshua. Mishianu, Ur Ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Thank Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay, yay, yay.
Besimab, Wewelid, Wemenfesa Kedus, Ahadu Amlak, Ze Kedamit, Ye Kedamit, Besenbed Ken, Meskel Abra, Samayin, Bekoakibit, Shelleme, Kohulum Yilik, Zahayin Asaye, Meskel Abra, Samayin, Bekoakibit, on the Sabbath eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God. It's full of stars,
full of stars,
full of stars, full of stars.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, 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 this is the Shabbat day.
Shabbat.
Shabbat, Shabbat, yes, it is the Shabbat.
That's the way it's supposed to be. That's what the Father said we're supposed to do. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the words that proceeded by him that sits up on the highest throne.
From the heaven to the earth, angel and man abstain from work, just as it was from him the first. Why should I diverge? Even love forsake vacation, traveling and spending time one-on-one, it's a way of strengthening, fear you not. You should do the same thing with the Almighty One.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Yes, it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat. Yes, it is the only day.
Shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat.
Advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fill 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 the Ten
Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments
of the Ten Commandments.
And elaborate on
hand. Elaborate on
hand.
Elaborate on
hand.
Elaborate on
hand.
Elaborate on
hand. Elaborate. If
the nation for which I am the emperor follows
and accepts this,
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 since it's also what I accept and follow,
accept and follow,
accept and follow,
accept and follow,
accept and follow.
I would believe our country is not only historically Christian,
historically Christian,
historically Christian,
historically Christian,
historically Christian,
but also actively Christian,
actively Christian,
actively Christian,
actively Christian,
actively Christian.
The book of life, the book of life. Sip the water from the brook of life.
Take a glass,
look at the glass. Animal in all them pot, but them a cook a spice. You, what you say I do, should be true, but who? True, but who? True, but who? advertise, pick a knife, but them are not joke at life. Them all that dash them with them less and look at life. Them said them want them wing to go to heaven to look for Christ. While them are bowed, I'm gonna worship them images. I went keep yadding like pilgrimage, the foreign never wrong nor fought. So still in me, I dig it, like privilege in all the villages to live.
So life is praises
for these infinite
pages.
I don't stop for no wages, but Babylon plague. Them separate man and woman, lock them in a cage. Them some more sad than middle-aged babies. Them some more hurt than child and abortion for the ladies for ages.
The book of life wages.
Babylon wants near and fear of. But them sad than me a fear of. So them come forward with the stir. Them meet to veneer, like eyesight or crystal clear. You air
cheaper
food for the children to share. The youth need love and care. Clothes that someone wear, car where them must wear. Force and money make them eye flare and live in fear. They call us squatters, crop they treat us very wrong. Children starving, time so very long. They give the bed and gush but shoot them blood young. Craving for more than enough. No talk about money and religion, make them happy and prosperous. Still I see more problem and that's far for us. From birth the plague and been after us. They got cross is the vulcans and chops for us.
Vanity.
So many gone straight for that I listen. I see more chillin' in them get safety shot them. Still gonna kill like patriots. Them get defeat, no fear, them weapon or them basic chat. Money mad, them stop them little sister and them brother girl all. Chop off them father and the mother and them set them search the sky and set them search Nazareth and set them still can't find
yes, Yeshua and Jaja, yeah.
The book of life, Babylon want hero. When them start on me a hero. Them come forward with the fair. No need to go near. Like eyesight, no crystal clear. You
have
for the children to share. The youth need love and care. Clothes that someone wear, a car where them must tear. Force and money make them eye flare and live in fear. With an ass, it's gone, we can look at life. Them got eyes to knife, but someone and look at life. Them all adopt them, let them whip them, all them hook at life. Said them want them wing to go to heaven to look for Christ. While them a bold, I'm gonna worship them images. Rastafari give ya them life privileges. It is the first of villages. Why they give up life privilege in all the villages to live?
Searching to find love. No earth is, she needs find love. Searching ready anytime for divine love. I need all in my arms to charm and keep my warm. Oh, and I'll be flowing on and on. From dust till dawn, she's the one who keeps my home,
right through the storm.
So be strong, do no wrong. I need her in my arms to hold, just go warmer when she's cold. Be by your side, so brave and bold. Oh, I'll be in full eye charge. Lightning flash and thunder roll. Let's get close, no, it's not the time to show. Just in case you have never been told. You should know, girl, you're worth more than money and gold. I need a ring in my arms to charm and keep my warm. Oh, and I'll be flowing on and on. From dust to dawn.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear O Israel, hear O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
ata Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch
Rabba Yerushalayim. Baruch Ata Adonai.
Rastafari.
Adonai. Adonai.
Rastafari.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Shabbat shalom, Sembet salam. Welcoming the Sabbath, Kabbalat Shabbat. The Friday evening prayer service. Hear, 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 even on the ear and in the eye for the T-J-I-F. Thank Jah, Rastafari, it is Friday. The Friday evening prayer service has a character all its own. It is marked by congregational, aggregational singing and by a mood of joyous anticipation, expectation. The most striking difference in the contents of this service from that of all other nights of the week of the Shabua of the Strong is the addition of a preliminary service called Kabbalat Shabbat, welcoming or receiving Kabbalat Shabbat. Welcoming, receiving the Sabbath. This addition is said to be of a relatively recent origin. Some say that it was introduced by the Kabbalistic scholars of Safed during the middle of the 16th century, a very interesting period of time. We recognize what ethnic Yisrael and we, the black Jews, black and brown Yehudi, were going through circa 1492 and thereabout and thereafter. So if anything, this was something that the ethnic Israel, you know, until other ones who say they were Jews came into. But all those things being as they be, let's move forward in the glory of His Divine Majesty. From there, it spread to Jewish, Judaic communities all over the world, gradually gaining acceptance as an integral part of the Friday evening service for the Kabbalat Shabbat. However popular it became, it is not considered obligatory. The non-obligatory status is still reflected in a practice followed in many congregations and many communities of conducting this part of the service from the bima, where HaTorah, where the Torah is read, and not from the podium or what is known as the Amud, where prayers in the Mikorah, the Knesset, the synagogue, the gathering, the assembly are conducted. There are even communities where local traditions, they dictate that the prayer leader, the Chozen, does not put on a talit for Kabbalat Shabbat. This, in effect, it stresses and emphasizes the same point. And if we may say, even here on the ear and in the eye for the TJIF, although many times we seek to at least go through the general order of the Kabbalat Shabbat, depends on the schedule and what it is that we have to bring forward in season and out of season, more or less of that particular order, you know, especially with the Psalms. But here, the idiom, the Hebraic idiom, Kabbalat Shabbat, has two distinct connotations. One implies welcoming, the Kabbalat. The other implies acceptance. Now, we see Afro-Semitically also the Kabbalah, receiving, the sense of receiving. In the halakhic literature, the halakha is like the trad, you know, of how we walk this out, the trad halakha. It is the latter connotation that is dominant, the sense of acceptance. Just as on a fast day, one could, quote, accept, end quote, the fast earlier than the time, than the eye was set for its obligatory commencement by declaring it to be in effect for oneself from that moment on. So a person could declare word, sound, and power, declare even before sundown that for him, Ha Shabbat, the Sabbath, has begun. Any statement that takes note of the start of Ha Shabbat, this constitutes its acceptance, its kabbalat, its reception, its welcoming. This is the moment of kabbalat Shabbat. That is what the sages, the Rebban, they meant by kabbalat Shabbat when they used these words in ruling that the saying of Barku or Borku, bless your Barku, Borku, at the start of the Ma'ariv, the evening service, constituted the precise moment when one accepted Ha Shabbat, accepted the Sabbath, accepted the rest. From that moment on, all walk, all work was forbidden or verboten, even if the sun had not yet set. When it became customary to preface Ma'ariv, the evening service with Psalm 92. A song for the Sabbath day is what is found in the superscription. A song. A psalm, chant, a song, a shir for the Sabbath day. This became the moment of Kabbalat Shabbat. For the woman, for the daughters of Zion, the woman who lights the Shabbat candles, who lights the Shabbat lights. It is customary that act marks the acceptance of Ha Shabbat. Ever since Kabbalat Shabbat became the title to a section of prayers that consist of songs and hymns welcoming HaShabbat, welcoming the Sabbath, it is the connotation of welcome that has become the more established idea. The Kabbalat Shabbat service, it consists of three distinct components. One, a series of six psalms for the 6 days of the week, beginning with Psalm 95 to Psalm 99 and Psalm 29, followed by a short mystical or Kabbalistic poem, the poem known as the Anna B'Koach. Secondarily, the hymn Lecha Dodi, come my friend, come my beloved, Lecha Dodi. Thirdly, Psalm 92, a psalm, a mizmor, a song, a shir, for Yom HaShabbat, for the Sabbath day, and the Friday evening psalm, Psalm 93. Shabbat Shalom, 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 Shabbat Shalom,
Eloheinu, Eloheinu, Elohim, Eloheinu, Elohim, Abadatere.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat Shalom. Send a salam right there. Send that Leonate, traditional Beta Israel Shabbat song right there. Praising Elohim, Eloheinu, I and I power, true good, true God. Shabbat Shalom, send that salam. Thank Jah Rastafari. It is Friday here. The Rastafari Sabbatical Eve podcast right here, here, here. Just a note right here, we're in the 35th sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Naso, take or naso et rosh. When you lift up the head, take the sum. Also, today's daily psalm here, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, is Psalm 39. Psalm 39 right here, here, here. Now, we also have this counting of the Omer here for the harvest season. We're at the 48th. Remember, we are commanded to count seven Shabbat complete. Here we are fulfilling the seventh here. Here for the TJIF, here the Friday Eve. The Friday would make the 48th day, the Shabbat day, the 49th day of seven Sabbaths, seven Shabuas, seven Shabbat counting complete. And tomorrow after, looking forward to the first day here in the season, the reason for the season. But here, 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 let's ride up with the Kabbalah, the Kabbalah, Kabbalah from the Afro-Shemitic root means to receive. Kabbalah, Kabbalah, receiving, or in translation, receiving or welcoming. Ha Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom, Semet Salam, Baraka right here, 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 blessing, increase.
የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤልሮኢም
Right there, it's the excerpt, the children of Ethiopians, all you non-Arabs, the children of Ethiopians, the male children of Israel, using the Hebrew Chaylakal, words of power right there. The Targum, the interpretation, here, here, here.
Yemiyayinin ayeno, yesamanin awekno, yedasasin agenyeno, yeabrahamim Amlak Emiyayinen Kieta El Lohim Emiyayinen Ayeno, that which or he who sees us we have seen. Emiyayinen Ayeno Yesamanen Awekno, he who we have heard, that which or he who we have heard, awakno, we have known, we know, we have come to know the one which we heard. Hedasasin agenyano, he who we have touched, we have found, agenyano. Yemiyayinin ayino, yesamanin awekno, yedasasin agenyano, yeabrahamin amlak, the source, the power, the God, the source of Abraham. Yemiyayinin geta, the one who sees us, who looks upon us, who beholds us, the Lord Adonai, Gita, Yemiyayinin Gita, Yemiyayinin Adonai, Elohim, the power, the source, the true God.
የሚያየነን አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤልሮኢም ኤልሮኢም
El Roim. El Roim. El Roim.
Let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath, that they shall not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. The Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth, with his truth, with his truth, with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world, the earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth, thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints, he delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity, thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, for thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. Psalm 21. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. People with peace. People with peace.
Of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there, and the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
Slavia.
The home place is due for
help. You name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He didn't know like the name. Yes, and you name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He didn't know like the name. When I call him Rastafari, I watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, I watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews. And Israel king is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I.
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Anna, bekoach, we beg thee, I. Anna, Anna, bekoach. Gedulata yamin katir zerura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata yamin katir zerura. Untangle our united fate. Aver arina ta amica. Accept your people, thy people's song. Aver arina ta amica. Zangavein, zangavein, zangavein. Tahereinu, nora, nora. Elevate and purify us. Zangavein, zangavein, zangavein. Tahereinu, elevate and purify I and I. Nora. Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one, awesome one, Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamre, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubavat Shamre, Barkeim, Tahare, Racheme, Sidik Atekta, Tamid Al Tamle. Bless them, purify them, pity them, Barkeim, Tahare, Racheme, Sidik Atekta, Tamid Tamle. May your righteousness always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvika, powerful and holy and Isla One, in goodness, Nahela Edateka, in goodness lead your flock. Yachida Ge'e, Le'ameka B'ne, Zokhreya Kedushateka, unique and proud one, to your people turn. Zokre, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Shawatenu Kavel, accept our cries. Shawatenu Kavel, accept our cries. And hear our screams. Accept our cries, our shout outs. Shau atenu, kaver ushma, atenu. Yodea ta elumot. O Noah of mysteries, of secrets. Yodea ta elumot. Baruch Shem Kovod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever.
Rastafari, live it. Lassia, live it. And reign in the heart of all man forever.
Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam,
Senbet Salam,
Senbet Salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Lecha Dodi, Dodi, Lecha Dodi, Likrat Tala, Pene Shabbat, Nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Lecha Dodi, Likrat Tala, Pene Shabbat, Nikapala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lika todi likrati atala bne shabati nikapala. Keep and remember were fused in one word when the voice divine Ivine at Sinai was heard. Wa echad ushmo echad wa hirubi uibi Jehovah Yah chaja echad ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is His name. Wa echad, ushmo echad, l'tshem u'ula t'areta w'tehillah. In Him is our glory, in Him our fame, Ayinai fame. L'ka dodi l'krati akala, b'nei shabati l'kabala. Oh, come, let us make Ayinai meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yields joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk
but first in his design. The Sabbath, Shabbat, foreshadows blessing, baraka, divine blessings. I vine. Lekado di likratia kala bnei shabbatia nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of Hamelech, of the king, of the Nagus, even Nagus and the guests. Enough of thy grieving, come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face, Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I again, to his grace. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Arise, O arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lecha dodi likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunted, he humbled their pride. Elohayik, thy Elohim has loved thee I as bridegroom his bride. Lecha dodi likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, steeds we, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I eyes to his holy, his Isla name. Lekha toti likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. We, I, and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Shah, Rastafari, we, I, and I, hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord, we, I, and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light, we, I, and I, welcome thy day, we, I, and I, welcome thy night. Lekha dodi likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, ha-shabbat, the senbet, greet, greet.
Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings have passed from the land of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings have passed from the land of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings have passed from the land of Judah. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future.
With Ethiopia, this man was born there, Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Man was born there, Selah. Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. With Ethiopia. This man was born there. With Ethiopia.
with Ethiopia, 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 with Ethiopia. This man was born there.
This man was born there.
This man was born there. This man was born there.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Haile, 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 Haile Selassie, Haile.
Psalm 92, a chant for the congregation. Gratitude. 'Tis good to thank the mighty Jah, to chant thy name, O thou most high, I, to tell at morn thy love abroad, thy truth beneath the midnight sky, with ten-string lute and lyre so sweet, deep thoughtful chords, with harpings so sweet. For with thy work and high employ meet, thou cheerest me, Jehovah. I sing for joy. As flowering palm the just shall shew, as mountain cedar waving broad, set in Jehovah's own house they grow, in holiest precincts of I and I, God. These in hoar age more fruit shall bear, forever glowing, green and fair, to shew how true Jehovah mine aid, how bright, how clear from evil shade.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, exabir masakan gramawi rasatar madani alam tina isteling the coast na gast. Sai Ethiopia, Ethiopia, Ethiopia.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
and the earth shook. The mountains itself was moved by the presence of the Most High, who lived and reigned and ruled.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Yah!
How excellent is thy name, the one set thy glory above the heaven.
Yahweh El Shaddai.
Shines for us, and your heart lift up his eyes and up. Heaven declare his glory, and I can see your greatness in all things.
Yahreign, Yahweh reigns, rules and reigns. Yes, I become king, even king of kings. Rabbi Zachariah right there with Yahreign, a compliment to the Friday evening psalm, Psalm 93. Before that, we had Psalm 92. Before that, we had the Lekha Dodi, welcoming the Shabbat. Welcome to the Shabbat as a bride. Yes, I, Rastafari. Before that, the Ana Bekoa, Kabbalistic chant of the attributes of He who be, we be. And before that, the Kabbalat Shabbat Psalm, Psalm 95 to Psalm 99, plus Psalm 29. And here, 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 we have the virtuous woman, right, as is the tribe tradition on the sabbatical, or the sabbatical sup, or the eve right here for the Friday, the eve of the Shabbat. Family come together to gather the mind of the house right here as a daughter would read the blessing and the lighting of the lights. The mind of the house at this particular point would read the virtuous woman, the Eshet Chayil, the Hebrew, the Eshet, or Set, Eshet Chayil, woman of Chayil, of power, right here, here, here. So daughters, daughters, sons, here, learn this here, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10 to verse 31, here, here, here.
Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen, and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up, and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her, in the gates. The end of the Proverbs. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman?
As a woman to her man, she's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, she'll just make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman, you say you love me, you never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. With this part of your plan, I'll leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman, I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs.
heart. Oh, I and I, you burn out all, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. That night to this is a woman to her man. And she's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She never takes the power, she lets make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman I love and honor. The party had the life career, the Empress Omega. The mother of the far right culture revises to the king and his empress Menin, who showed us the right and the true way of living. Woman could never cause sin, so listen as I sing. But women on the earth, my joy bell ring, ring, ring. Equality in Zion, my nation's law, that's the way it should go. For every man I know there is a woman. You meet the valley, oh, that's all I know. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, shuba shuba, shuba 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 day, shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, shuba shuba day, shuba 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 day. Well, I say the family unit is fundamental and important, you know. A real man can't live without a woman, you know. A person's gonna rise, someone to purify the woman that she wants, you know. There you go, she went to do, you know. Now, 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 now. A real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, says a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me alone. With his part of your plan, I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so me love me black woman. Woman I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Rasta man I born a doll, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, says a woman to her man.
Yes, 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 virtuous woman, right there, there, there. Warrior King, Warrior King, and before that from the Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31. What a liberated woman right there. That's the idea right there. Just to point that out as a kind of a balance right here to going through this Torah reading and feeding. There's certain aspects of it we really need to get into the study and put it into context. Now, one thing we was just going over right here, right, before even bringing forward the synopsis for this 35th sabbatical study, lift up. Literally in the Hebrew, it's lift up, not so. The 35th sabbatical degree of I&I studies, Naso. The fuller full is Naso et Rosh. Naso et Rosh. Naso, lift up et, object marker for the verb, Naso et, lift up what? Et Rosh. Rosh, the head. Here we have a census. Here we have a count. So let's go through an overview. Give thanks. Haver Shelley. Yes, I. I was just asking whether our earlier, you know, word sound was actually heard. So here we pick up with synopsis here for this sabbatical study. Synopsis for this 35th, not so. KJV has take, bringing out the sense of it. Directly in the Hebrew is lift up the head. So the phrase of lifting up the head is to say like, take the head count. It's a census here. So in the previous sabbatical study, at the 34th degree of I&I sabbatical study, Torah portion, we had Bamidbar. Bamidbar here, 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 the second reading here in the fourth book of Moshe, called the book of Numbers. In the Hebrew, it's known as Bamidbar, which means in the wilderness. So previously, the previous Torah portion was the same name as the book in the Hebrew, Bamidbar, in the wilderness. It counted the three clans. The three clans are in the Hebrew, the Mispachot, singular Mispacha, or you might hear it as Mispaka. Mispaka is family, but family in the sense of the family circle. The direct nuclear part of the family is the Beit Ab, the Beit house of the Ab, house of the father. So previously, Bamidbar, previous sabbatical study, had accounted the three clans, the three family circles, the clans of the tribe of Levi that would assist HaKohanim, that would assist the priests. So this principle here, all of the priests, according to HaTorah here, all of the priests are Levites, but not all of the Levites, HaLewim, the Levites are HaKohanim, are priests. So here we have the counting of the three clans of the tribe of Levi, of Levi, that would assist the priest to perform the work of HaMishkan. The Mishkan, Mishkan is a tabernacle from the Hebrew Shakan, Shakan, to tabernacle, to dwell, the Mishkan, HaMishkan, the tabernacle. Now, of the three clans, we have the Kohathites, Kohat, from Kohat, the Kohathites, or the Kohati, right? They were given prominence. Preeminence and prominence of place in their service. Why? Both because they were responsible for carrying the most sacred objects, the most sacred objects of HaMishkan. And also because Aharon u'Banayo, Aaron and Banaim, his sons, who are in the context here, HaKohanim. Let's note that Aaron and his sons, here we have at this point, only the two sons of Aharon, Eleazar and Yitamar. As we know previously, even in Vayikra, Leviticus, Nadab and Abihu had got a burn notice because they had offered strange fire. So here we have Aharon, the Hebrew Christ, or the Hebrew Moshiach, the Hebrew anointed, and his sons, also the anointed. We emphasize that because to get the true Hebrew context, when we get into the Brit Chadasha, we can see the correspondence. So because Aaron and his sons, the priests, were the leaders, they were the leaders of that particular clan. So the reason why the Kohathites of the three clans, the three family circles, Mispachot of the Levites were given prominence is because they were responsible for carrying the most sacred objects. We can say the Holy of Holy, the Holy and the Holy of Holy objects of the tabernacle. And because Aharon and his sons, they were the leaders, the Roshim, the Rashes, the Rosh. Rosh is head in the Hebrew as Ras in the Amharic, Ris in the Gus. So you can see the similarity of the Afro-Shemitic. They were the leaders of that clan. Now, in order to serve, however, a Levi, a Levite was required to be between the ages of 30 and 50, again, in order to serve. So we have actually two camps, to say, in a sense, not two camps, so how we put this, put it into context, we have two hosts, the word seba, or in the plural, sebaot, as we have Yahuwah Tsebaot, often translated as Jehovah of armies, also translated as Jehovah of hosts. One, we have the rank and file Israelites, right, of the 12 tribes, and here we have the Levites. The Levites, they're a separate service. So we know that for previously in Bamidbar, we get a count, right, of the army. So that's one service in the military, in the army. And the count there was from 20 years old and upward. But remember that the Levites were outside of that count. They were separate, right? So here we learn that in order to serve, a Levite was required to be between the ages of 30 and 50. For the rank and file Israelites from the 12 tribes to serve in the army, one had to be 20 years above. But to be a Levite, right, or to serve, for a Levite to serve, was required to be between 30 and 50. And an additional census or count was taken that listed 2,750 Kohathites. 50 Kohathites. Once again, additional census that was taken, it listed 2,750 Kohathites. Now the Kohathites, Kohatawi, Kohati, Kohatim, they were the tribe of Aaron and his sons, and they were the ones who, in their service, would carry the holy things. So there was a list of 2,750 of them. They all were eligible for service. So we have like the armed services, and then we have, we can say, the holy services and the sanctuary. Now, here, in this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong here, as we complete the seven Shabbats count from Bikurim, first fruits, that corresponds in the Old Testament or in the Hebrew scriptures in HaTorah, right? We have that right there with the 50 days from the Exodus to reaching Har Sinai. So in the Old Covenant or Old Testament view, the significance of Shavuot, called Shavuot by other Jews, we say Shavuot, right? We have weeks. So a Shavua is a week. A week, in other words, from the first day, Ehud, that's called Sunday, to the seventh day, Shabbat day. So here, we have in the New Covenant sense, the resurrection of Yeshua HaMoshiach corresponded at that time in that year, one time for all time, corresponded with the Bikurim. That's where the first fruits are offered. So as we have in the New Covenant scriptures, the Brit Chadasha with Yeshua HaMoshiach, Yeshua HaNotri being the first fruits, right? And then the brothers who rise up, right, afterward, you know, being those who are like the harvest. So what we have here in the New Covenant sense is a time between the resurrection of Yeshua HaMoshiach, right, and that giving of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, in the upper room of Zion. This also brings out again one of the themes. We no longer come to Mount Sinai, but we now come to Har Zion, to Mount Zion. So from the Old Covenant sense, the Exodus, 50 days after that, they reached Mount Sinai. And at Mount Sinai, we can say, is the beginning of that birth of the nation with the giving of the Constitution, as it was, the 10 words, the Esaret HaDibarim, the 10 words, the 10 commandments to call Beit Yisrael, to all of the house of Israel. In the New Covenant sense, the resurrection of Moshiach, corresponding even to that Exodus, that point of Exodus, and 50 days later, or two sevens, seven times seven, seven Shabbat, plus the morrow after. So that's the 50 days, the Pentecost sense. But here, in this sabbatical study, this Torah reading and feeding, we're still in the synopsis here, getting an overview. This Torah reading and feeding, picking up with Numbers chapter 4 at verse 21 to Numbers chapter 7, verse 89. And a little note, this is said to be one of the longest, as per verses, the longest Torah readings and feedings. So this Torah reading and feeding here, this sabbatical manna, angel's bread, it begins with Hailahim, the power, Yahuwah, Jehovah, telling Moshe, Moses, to likewise, in the same wise, likewise count all qualified males of the other two clans. So we had left off previously with the count of the Kohathites, right? And now Jah is giving Moses the instruction to count all the qualified males of the two other clans, the two other family circles of the Levites, namely the Gershonites and the Merarites, who would be responsible for maintaining and moving the tabernacle, HaMishkan, the tabernacle structure, during the desert, during the wilderness trod, during the desert journey. Now, the additional census or head count, it revealed that there were 2,630 men of Gershon who would care for the woven materials of the tabernacle, namely the curtains, the roof coverings, the wall hangings, and 3,200 of the Merarites, who would care for the wooden framework, as well as the courtyard posts and the courtyard sockets. In total, there were 8,580 Levim or Levites who were under the direct supervision of Aharon's son, Aaron's son, Ithamar, or Ithamar. Now, Moshe then instructed the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites, to remove all those who were ritually unclean or unhygienic, to so to speak, from the camp. These included all who were afflicted with tzara'at. Tzara'at, in strong quotes, is often referred to as leprosy, but a more better study will bring out skin disease. All who had an issue in the Hebrew, the zav in the ancient Hebrew, modern Hebrew, they say zav, all who have an issue. And those who were defiled by contact with a corpse, with a dead body. Once again, those who were to be removed from the camp, they were not to be in the camp, but like outside the camp. These included all those who were afflicted with skin disease or tzara'at, and all those who had an issue. Azab gives a whole new context to, like, somebody say, yeah, so-and-so got an issue. All those who had an issue and those who were defiled by contact with the corpse. In addition, the people were commanded to confess their chet, their missing the mark, their sin, their lack, their forfeiture, their fookery, and to make restitution to those they had harmed, and make guilt offerings. This is a synopsis here, but just to add a little more light, when it says to make restitution to those they had harmed, we're not just speaking like many of the Gentiles and, you know, counterfeit Christianity or others, you know, they would think that this is like a spiritual thing. No, but it also speaks about one of the areas the law covers, covering the nine areas of people activity, through my business. So if one had defrauded their brethren or one in business, this was also a sin, a chet, a chatiyat, missing the mark, of fookery. So they had to make restitution to those they had harmed. So it's not just like you beat somebody up or you say something. No, but if you do bad business or you flim-flam, right? And also make guilt offerings. Now the portion, the parsha here, 35th degree for this Shabbat Naso, it continues with a special Torah, a special direction instruction of the Torah, the direction instructions. This is concerning a, quote, suspected wife, end quote. Or in the Hebrew, this is known as a sota means like to go astray, right? One who goes astray, who could be tested for infidelity by a ritual, a rite and a ritual revealed here that involved drinking a goblet of water specially prepared by a Kohen, a priest, and saying amen to a curse or a consequence up on her if she really was guilty of adultery. Now, this is followed. Let's pause here before we go into what is followed by, because this is, we've heard a lot of ones reasoning on this right here, and I thought it was interesting to put things into context. Right here, before I just looked up, you could Google this, it's ancient laws of infidelity. Now, the first one that pops up is the Hebrew laws, and it says right here, just to share right here, you know, line of Judah society, where intelligence service. But the first thing we have to do is take the info, right, and take out the disinfo and make some intel out of it. This is an example here of what we're talking about. Here we looked up ancient laws of infidelity. Ancient laws of infidelity. First thing that comes up, you know, where Google will hatch up something and put it at the top, is Hebrew laws. And it says here, it says, man that committed adultery with another man's wife, even he that committed adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. A little commentary here. This is why Robeinu, Einai Rabbi, the Rabbi, Yeshua HaMashiach in the Brit Chadasha. When they brought the woman, remember when they brought the woman, you heard about it or you recall, they brought the woman that was caught in the act. Wow, she was caught in the act. Yeah, of adultery. It seems like adultery is a crime for two. Note that they only brought the woman. This is why Robeinu Yeshua HaMashiach dismissed that, right? And he gave the woman a warning. Right? You know what I mean? He knew there was something going on, but they had malpractice. You know, like in law, it was malpractice. It's brought the woman, but they caught the woman in the act of herself. If it was herself, it wouldn't be adultery. But anyway, but here it says the Old Testament, and this is outside of the quote, they say the Old Testament records that an adulteress was put to death by burning. Can you show me a scripture? Can you show me a, can you give me a citation? Yes, we know what Yehuda said. You know what Judah said, right? At that time that Judah said, this before Moshe's law and everything. But if one can show me actually where it says this, it doesn't really say that unless somebody can show me. Chaberim, I might be wrong on this. Iron sharpened iron. But they gave a direct quote from the scripture. This comes from a site called, what's this, Hein Online, HEINONLINE.org, right? They have a PDF here. The document is called Ancient Laws of Adultery, a synopsis. Probably later on we'll download it. But we wanted to compare and contrast, because we said earlier in the Shabuah that this right here was very interesting. We read it today and we say, what? So if a man got jealous and the law of jealousy or zealousy, and he thought his wife was committing adultery, he would take the woman to the priest, and she would have to go through this rite and ritual, drink this water, say amen, and so forth and so on, and this might happen or that might happen to her. But let's put it into context, because we have evolved from that particular cycle spiritually from that time. But back at that time, back in them days, you know how we say today is not like the previous days? We say, you know, it's a different time. Like, this is not the 60s. This is not the 50s, not the 40s. This is not 1865. It's not 1776. This is not none of that. See, some people are like kind of lost, you know, in time and everything. We got to put things in this context. So I scroll down the page, just a highlight here, right? And down here it says adultery laws, the Wikipedia page. There's an interesting page on adultery in classical Athens, for example. Right, and it said here, famously, Athenian culture and adultery laws consider seduction of a citizen woman a worse crime than rape. That's interesting. So if you seduce a woman who is a part of the Greek, like, a citizen, then they will punish you with worse. It would be like, it'd be worse than if you raped, so-called, her, right? But be that as it may, right there, there's another article here. Might want to download this into PDF. Yeah, it's on jstor.org, Adultery in Ancient Near Eastern Law. I'm mentioning this because one will say, oh, look at that Bible, the Bible. But what you don't recognize, because of Stockholm Syndrome, white supremacist Stockholm Syndrome, what you don't recognize is that before this regulation was revealed, right, like before Torah was revealed to the B'nai Yisrael, every firstborn son was able to be the priest of his household and his family. He can go forth, he can give an offering, he would be the priest of his family. But once they had come into the covenant, right, things changed. Once they came up into the covenant, and after they had broke it with the molten calf, the Egel Masika, right, falsely called the golden calf, they had lost because they broke their word. So the covenant was broken by the Israelites, and we had a renewing of the covenant. So we had actually the new covenant in the old covenant. I'm pointing this out because we have to put things into context. Before HaTorah was revealed, if a man suspected that his wife committed adultery back in them days, I'm not talking about today, I'm talking about back in them days, right, to see where the good, the holy, the beneficial of Torah was, the man could act without, you know, any witnesses. He could act. You know, they call it even today, there's something that they call, what they call it? A crime of passion. So as we study this right here, what we have found in I&I sabbatical study, right, as we study it, not just get a selected verse and then pour all your ignorance into a verse, but actually look at it into fuller context, is that what Jah was doing was regulating them, catching them where they were, and regulating them to something better. So right here, what we have in this sota law, the suspected wife law, was a regulating of the mandem. Think about it for a moment. As you look at other cultures, man, have you read what other cultures say concerning if a husband suspected his wife of, suspected, doesn't mean that she did. And this is a beautiful thing about the Torah and the instruction here if we read in the full of folk. Right? It basically says that if he's suspected, there's a case that he might be right. There's a case he might be just jealous. He might have told his wife, hey, don't speak to that brethren over there. And then he see the wife, his wife speaking to her and say, ah, they're doing something. And then he go and he kill. Right? Kill her, kill him. He just do whatever because he's upset. He's angry, suspicious. But now he has to actually, if he's Torah observant and if he's in good standing in the covenant, he actually has to go through this, the regulation here, and before he even acts. So in a sense, the wild, you say, nature of things since the fall is gradually being regulated here. That's why we have the Brit Chadasha, even renewed, as we have, when I say evolved, I'm not saying from so-called monkey to man evolved. I'm saying evolved from a low degree of consciousness to a slightly higher degree of consciousness. So I point that out right there. We're getting into some more of the details because in looking at some things right here, it was interesting because here on Roman, the Romans had a thing, a law that says he may kill his daughter at once. What? Right? This must be understood to mean that having today killed the adulterer, he cannot reserve his daughter. So in other words, if a man had a daughter and his daughter, like his child, might somehow did something, commit adultery, he might kill the man. But if he did, according to their law, he had to kill, you know, he killed a woman, he has to kill the man. I pointed this out because one has to look at the context of the time. We read in, I think, Assyrian and other nations, as we did a little study on this, you said, chant. It was brutal. In one case, it said that if a woman was suspected of committing adultery or something like that, it was almost like throw her in the water. Almost, and if she floats, then she didn't do it. If she sinks, then she did it. I said, what? Just pointing this out, right here, just for a reason. So, yes, this is not necessarily in the new covenant the way we operate, but we must learn the wisdom of this. It basically means that even if he suspected it, right, he should try to investigate it, and he should not act off his feelings and his emotion. Because as we read it, there's a case where she did not do it. So imagine, she didn't do it, but he suspected because he told her, don't speak to that man or don't speak to that brother. He see her speaking to that brother, and so he said, oh, she must be such and such. He killed her. Then he found out he, you know what I mean? But then if he did that, then no doubt they found out that, you know, he killed our sister and she didn't do anything. Well, in the community. See, this Torah is a community thing. You know, we're learning this in the wilderness, but we have to come to community because one thing about this is that we're reading this and studying this here, and a lot of ones are thinking that, oh, because they read this here, they can act off of this. No, that's not how to operate it. It's a community, right? It's a community. We still are scattered. This is for a community. So it operates different in community. There are principles that even though we're not in community, there are precepts and principles, righteous precepts and principles, but there are certain things that require the community. But just to point that out right there, concerning the suspected wife, right, how it regulated what amongst many other nations was something that was just assumed to be the right of a man. There's something that was assumed to be right, right? Because they live in a, I'm not going to say a realer world, but a world that had less checks and balances. So this is a check and balance. But after that there, this is the part that we like to unpack right here. Let me ask a question before we go into this synopsis. Was Yeshua, right, Yeshua, Jesus, a.k.a., quote, Jesus, end quote, according to the translator and the way they taught you to speak it. I don't know where the Z come in Jesus. I don't know where the Z is at. But anyway, was he a Nazarite, do you think? Or was he a Nazarene? Follow-up question. Is a Nazarene a Nazarite? Our answer is to the second question. A Nazarene is not a Nazarite. But after the Sota, the suspected wife, and the law concerning jealousies or zealousy, this is followed by the law of the Nazir, or someone could be a man or a woman. So here's an equal opportunity to be set apart for man or woman. So in the scripts, it's not sexist as these tax and spend godless liberals, you know, make believe today. And a lot of our people, unfortunately, don't study for themselves. This is followed by the law of the Nazir. Nazir in the Hebrew means like crown, or someone, male or female, who makes a special vow of consecration for a specific period of time. This is what is called the Nazirite, the Nazirite vow. In KJV, I think you say Nazarite, but actually it's more correctly Nazirite. During the time of separation, the Nazir, the Nazirite, must abstain from consuming any alcohol or grape products, give up cutting their hair, and not come near a corpse or a dead body. Let's make a note here. People say, well, normally you won't come near a corpse or a dead body. But let's understand, in the ancient world, they did not have, like we have today, undertakers. You know, they didn't have, well, let me say it again. For the Israelites, we didn't have institutions of this, and many nations didn't really have institutions of this. The ancient Egyptians, well, that's something different. You know, they actually did have an institution of it. So where the family, most likely, if he was in the cities in ancient Kemet, you know, they had institutions that would, you know, take care of that for the right fee, like today. But in the ancient times, if your relative, family member, so forth and so on, had passed away or died, it was the responsibility of members of the family or the near of kin to prepare the body and go through all the rites and rituals. Just to put it into context, it wasn't saying like, well, you walk down the street or you walk down the road and over there there's a dead animal or something and you don't really touch it or whatever, but it doesn't mean like that you've been defiled. But it means that you might have to, you know, do your duty, right? If it's your near of kin, mother, father, sister, brother, son, daughter, or wife, or, you know, someone near to you, and therefore that would effectively end that separation, and then one can always do a reboot and start again. At the end of the vow period, the Nazirite, so if a Nazirite wants to ask you to separate for the next year until the next harvest next year, it'll be from this time to that time. So at the end of the vow period, a vow is a votive offering. Votive means will. That means you express by word, sound, and power what you will do, right? So at the end of that vow period, at the end of the period of time that you have done what your word, sound, and power said you would do, the Nazirite was required to give offering at the Mishkan, at the tabernacle. Now, Elohim then tells Moshe to teach Aharon u'Benayo, Aaron and his sons, a special threefold baraka, a special threefold blessing, a special threefold word, sound, and power of increase, of prosperity and peace, known as the priestly blessing, to use when they bless Amo Yisrael, when they bless Shah people, when they bless the people of Yisrael. Now, the parasha, the manna here, the angel's bread right here, this Torah reading and feeding, it fulfills and ends with a list of gifts given by the leaders, by the princes, the nasim, the princes, the leaders, the heads, the rashis of the 12 tribes at the initiation, the starting, the beginning of the altar. So when they initiated the mizbeach, the altar at the tabernacle, each of the 12 tribe princes, they gave an offering. Now, this initiation, or in the KJV, it says dedication, is called the Hanukkah. The Hanukkah. The Hanukkah, here we get the root idea of Hanukkah. And it's from here that we get the readings as well during the Maccabee fighting holiday, Isla Day of Hanukkah, the holiday where we resist assimilation to the world, flesh, the satanic Greco-Roman system of things. This is where we get the link for Hanukkah, where they had to re-initiate, restart, clean, cleanse, purify the temple after what had occurred during the time of the Seleucids, the Greeks, the Grecos, back in them times, the Maccabees. And that comes in between Malachi and Matthew. So if you have a Bible and you go to Malachi, after that you should be able to find Maccabee. If you don't find Maccabee, that means that you don't have the full script right there. So we will advise ones and ones, you know, certain documents like the 1611, you know, 1611 Bible, the actual 1611 Bible, right? Or one can buy or purchase an Apocrypha with the 15, I think about 15 or so books, right? Because it's very important. It goes between. It helps to bridge the gap between what's called the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. So here, 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 brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, here, just getting an overview right here as we're moving forward to the 49th day right here in the season, fulfilling the seven Sabbaths that we are commanded to count complete until the harvest. And here, 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 the two sevens clash. Looking at the group right here, you know, got a juggle here behind the scenes, but it's heal up to the brothers and sisters. Shabbat shalom. Heal up, Raj Melchizedek. Yes, where can you find this track? Chan, okay, we have to listen to the replay around 11:02. Kedar, Kedar, Avdi. He asked an interesting question. He said, what if you're bald? I guess it's concerning Nazir, the Nazirite. What if you're bald and you want to vow the vow of a Nazirite? That's interesting. That's interesting. Going to take that up in consultation. I'm a headrest on that one right there. That's an interesting one. Don't want to just speak just off the cuff, you know, like extemporaneously. But what if you're bald and you want to vow the vow of a Nazirite? That is very, very interesting. You mean bald? I got to ask, bald, you mean like bald, like maybe receding hairline or something like that, or a little bald over here, bald over there, no hair whatsoever? That is interesting. I think one also, when we study vows, one can still vow, right? One can still make a vow, even a vow to separate, but as far as the Nazir, because if we are correct on this, as we mentioned, I always like to just check it out right here. Brothers and sisters, sister and brother, we still have today's daily psalm, but it's here in the catch-up reasonment here, both with the harvest feast here, on the reason on the harvest, how do we observe the harvest in the new covenant sense, how we observe the harvest in the new covenant sense, right? Here. So the Nazir, the H5139, according to the Strong's Concordance, Nazir, right? Nazir, consecrated, devoted one. Okay, let's get to the very root. Separate, that is consecrated as a prince, a Nazirite, right? Let's go to the 5144. The 5144 is the root. So we have Nazir, coming from the root, the Hebrew root, Nazar. So the root is Nazar, right? And as a verb, we're looking at the verb. And then as a noun, we have Nazir. Now here they have BDB, Brown's Drivers Briggs definition to dedicate, consecrate, separate. The main word right there, sense is separate, to keep one separate, right? Separate. So here to hold aloof, to abstain, to set apart. So one can still be set apart, but since the Nazir, right, as we have right here, the Nazir, there's one other word that we had mentioned. I know it came up previous in the previous Torah portion, but one can still vow, like in the vows, when it says when a man make a vow is just a vow, right? A vow is basically the word, right, expressing what you will do. And I go, Jah, if you will get me through this right here, I will offer this. If you will increase my farm, I will do such and such. And they increase your farm, you are to do such and such. Oh, Jah, I will separate myself from this and this and this. One can still vow to be separate from those things. But as far as the kind of the Nazirite right here, the terms and conditions, right, the terms and the conditions specifically point out, right, the terms and the conditions specifically point out the growing of the hair, right there. So if one is bald, they can still vow to be separate, but good question. I really like the question right there. Good question right there. I want to touch on Joseph here because it says that he was separate from his brethren. Right? Remember Joseph? Joseph that shaved his head. Remember? Joseph basically walked like a Kemetic. You know, he walked like an Egyptian. You know what I mean? He walked, talked, he acted like he became nationalized. You know, when we read in the scripts that says that Joseph, how he shaved his face, he shaved his hair. You know, he shaved him. He basically took on the Egyptian, we would say, mores. Just like when somebody come from, you know, other countries, and they put on jeans and sports hats and all that kind of stuff, you know, and listen to hip-hop, they become, quote, American, you know what I'm saying? But here concerning Joseph, right, it says something here, Joseph, it says, he who was separate from his brothers. You want to find this part just to bring out a point concerning the, you know, the Nazir, right, the Nazirite. Okay, here we go. It's in Genesis chapter 49. It's the Baraka. It's the blessing of Jacob, right? The blessing of Jacob. Some might call it the deathbed blessing, but the blessing of Jacob to his sons, to the Bnei Yaakov, to the sons of Jacob, who would be known as the B'nai Yisrael.
Hearken unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father.
Hear, hear, hear. So we have Genesis chapter 49, verse 26. It says the blessings, the KJV version here, basic Peshat, plain version, low degree to high degree. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. All right, so we have Genesis chapter 49, verse 26. Once again, this is a really, really good and really interesting question right here, here, here. Once again, Kedar Abdi asks, what if you're bald and you want to vow the vow of a Nazarite? I would say if you're bald, according to the terms and conditions, according to HaTorah, what is written, you can still vow a vow to be separate. But as far as calling it the vow of the Nazirite probably won't, you know, really apply there concerning the here part. But the interest in that particular question, the small still voice spoke and we heard, and remember that Joseph had shaved himself. Remember? Joseph had shaved himself. But here the patriarch Yaakov, right, is now blessing his sons, and here he says, the blessings of thy father, speaking to Joseph. It's the final part of this verse right here where it says, and on the crown of the head of him that was separate, him that was separate. Look up the word separate there. The word separate there is the H5139. It's the word Nazir. We have the word Nazir. So let's see if we can understand this right here. So Nazir actually means to be separate. So the here aspect right there is interesting. But one, according to Joseph's example, seeing that Joseph in Egypt, to kind of conform, not to stand out so much, you know, as a Hebrew, you know what I mean, as one to the Egyptians was more uncivilized, he basically shaved his face. No doubt shaved his hair, you know what I mean? Bald his hair, his head. But still, he was separate. This is why his brothers didn't know him, because, you know, they, you know, their woolly hair and their beards, you know, they look like Hebrew. They look like a Apiru, right? They look like a Hebrew. But they thought that this man here, Haish, he's the Egyptian, this man here, you know, who's the ruler of Egypt or underneath the ruler of Egypt. But Joseph, according to the word of the father, the blessing of the father, he was Nazir from his brethren. So it's possible for one to still be Nazir, right? Nazir, that is to say separate. Here in the Hebrew right here, it says Berkot Abika, the blessing of thy father, Berkot Abika, Gabrua ala Berkota Horai ad taiwat gibota olam tihiyayen le rosh for the head, le rosh Yosef, for the head of Yosef, the head of Joseph, ua le kadkod, the crown or the top. The kadkod is like the crown of the head. It would be like the top of the head, almost like where someone's and ones wear the mulkas, the yarmulkas, right on the top, you know, where some say there's that, you know, the top of the head. It says here, ul le kadkod nazir, ahayo, his brothers. So here we have Joseph as a Nazir. So it's possible for one to still be separate. So the main idea of Nazirite is a separate aspect. The here becomes, you know, an aspect of, you know, of this here, but still the principle of being separate. Hold on for a moment. Let me see if we have this right here. Looking at the time, he got 2 minutes. Going to want to ride up with this today's daily psalm right here. But we want to just see whether it says that, yeah, boom, here goes. Genesis 41:14. Mirror Numbers 41:14. It says, the Paro, the great house, sent and called Yosef, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he shaved. Right? Italicized, it says himself, but the italicized words in the KJV are not there in the Hebrew and the original scripture, so the sense is that he shaved and changed his raiment and came into Paro and came into Pharaoh. So, yeah, so Joseph was Nazir. Joseph was Nazir. Here, brothers and sisters and brothers, going to write up today's daily psalm, but give thanks for the question. Still going to head rest it and listen to the small, still voice. And if there's more, right, that John reveals, we can share and we will share. But right here, speaking of the Nazarene, something that Tony Rebel has his tune right here is called the Nazarene Vow. That's I-9 vow, the Nazarene vow. But what about the Nazir? Stay tuned. Interesting, right there. Let's kind of push this. We're going to push this up along the basic questions here. We have basic questions and we have advanced questions here for this 35th degree via 9 sabbatical studies, as well as some discussion topics as well, right? Also touch on the priestly blessing as well. But here, let's push this question up to the top right here. And it's question 11 on the basic questions right here. What is a Nazirite vow? Question and answer, basic question. What is a Nazirite vow? More better spelled in the English, N-A-Z-I-R-I-T-E. Sometimes we see it as N-A-Z-A-R-I-T-E, but more better in the English because it's Nazir. If you read if you see the Hebrew, it's Nun Zayin Yod Resh. That's N-Z-Y-R. So it's Nazir. It's not just the non zain resh, which could be Nazar. But with the Yod there, it's the E sound. We have the E sound, Nazir. So anyway, what is a Nazirite vow? It's a voluntary vow. What is a vow in Hebrew? Neder. A neder is a vow, right? A votive offering. Right, word, sound, power, words right in thy mouth, meditation right in thy heart, be accepted in thy sight. Neder, that requires consecration, separation, setting apart, right, for a specific or specified season, a specified period of time. The nature of the vow, right, the nature of the vow is not described. It's a voluntary vow, right, for a specific season, the nature of the vow is not described. Next question right here, question 12 right here. From what were Nazarites to abstain during the time of their vow? From what were Nazarites? Now, here's an interesting thing. Many of I and I is Rastafari, especially in the earlier years for many of I and I, when we read certain things, you know, at that stage, we wasn't really on the diligent study, but, you know, like most ones read a verse and, you know, go figure and everything. The way Numbers chapter 6 reads, some man of mine, some of the elders, God bless their souls, some of them have gone on to glory, but still there are some who believe from everything that grows on the vine. So some man of mine and some ones would not eat anything that grows on the vine, according to the interpretation that, yes, I and I Lox is the Nazirite. We say there's a likeness there, but we're in the Brit Hadashah. It's about the King of Kings, right, and his Christ, by the teaching of his majesty. This is why when I hear the tune by Tony Rebo, I say, interesting. He said Nazarene. He says Nazarene vow. One might say it's a mistake, but I see that a mystic in it. Not a mistake. There's a mystic value in that right there, right? But some ones and ones have believed by poor maybe understanding of the script that it meant to, you know, abstain from everything of the vine. And it's recorded that some of the elders from such a time did have that interpretation. But specifically, it's abstention from wine and fermented drink, vinegar, all great products, cutting their hair, and coming near a dead body or a corpse. Once again, according to what is written, right, it was abstention from wine and fermented drink, vinegar, all grape products. That's what it's talking about, the grape, all that grows on the vine. So when some read that part in Numbers chapter 6, right, even I at one time, I thought so. And, you know, as we kept studying, growing, we recognized, oh, the whole context. Well, actually, as we got into the language, I think it was reading His Majesty's Bible, the Amharic, and also referencing the Hebrew, we got to recognize by the language of the language, right, getting past the KJV ambiguity, the KJV ambiguity, I like that, the KJV ambiguity, getting past that, we got to recognize it was specifically speaking of the grape, yeah, I mean, of the everything that grow of the vines, you know, the grapevine, right? So this is specifically concerning all great products, cutting their hair, and coming near a dead body. I think the significant thing about the Nazarite vow, especially for I and I is Rastafari, let's recognize that the first Rastafari, right, they were combed some. They call them combed some. They said, you know, comb their hair, you know, have maybe short crop like black man, you know, would have, you know, back in them days. You know, many of them were clean faced too. There was even a spiritual cycle, spiritual evolution, as it were, because the first proclaimers of Rastafari among our people from we could say, from Ethiopia, you know, from east of the River Nile, right, to the Americas, to the Caribbean, to all points in between, was by regular, you could say, once lost, now found, Ethiopian Hebrews, Israelites. You know what I'm saying? And they didn't have locks. So the first Rastafari were not locksmen, as we would say today, right? And we should not disrespect them. You know, woe to some of the locksmen them now who grow locks and beard and ting, and they think that the elders who first proclaimed, you know, like even the Leonard Percival Howells and the Pinnacle community, we've heard it from ones and ones, and you probably could find the audios and the video out there where some mind of mine, you know, have disrespected the elders, right? The first proclaimers and the congregation and camps of the first proclaimers, you know, because they did not have locks. You know, brother, this is not a hierarchy. It's not a here. It's not a hierarchy. Here, here, here. You hear me? It's not a hierarchy. It's an Ivine hierarchy, right? So we say respect I and I elders, you know, not what particular hairstyle they have or they don't have. Now, what's interesting is that those first proclaimers who did not have locks and also, you know, were following the popular world, the Greco-Roman, you know, shave face way, they didn't have beard either. The next stage of Rastafari, right, was the beard men, because many of them, in taking witness to the man who is a sign and the seal, in his times he shall shew, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings, Lion of the tribe of Judah, they began to recognize, oh, there's a precept, the beard, as they started to study scripts, that the beard is a precept. The beard is a precept, and not to round the corners of one's head. That means that, you know, some of these hairstyles that we have, like you have fade on the side, you know, the fade on the side, or like the army cuts, you know, that is not for I and I. So we get the beard man next. And then as man continued to grow and study and reason and also their research, we had the Mau Mau and different ones. People talk about the Sadhus in India. Yeah, we get that right there. But what's closer to I and I paradigm directly, you know, it's like the Mau Mau, even the Bahitawi, even closer than that is the Bahitawi. So we have an ancient order even among the Israelites of Ethiopia and the true church and the professing, EOTC, Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church, the Bahitawi. Now, the term Bahit in Ge'ez, it means to be alone. And literally, Bahit, right? Bahiti, Bahiti. If I say in Ge'ez, Bahiti, Ana Bahiti. That's to say in the Ge'ez, I, like, I'm alone, right? So that's the idea of separate. So I just point that out because they also grow, right, the locks and have a, you could say, an ascetic, you know, a separate and aesthetic discipline, a kind of a monastic discipline right there. So as I and I people, especially the Rastafari, called chosen faithful, started to learn and grow, this is where the real inspiration, right? Now, by comparison, we can see that people around the world in different cultures, right, have locks, even the mind in certain cultures and orders and discipline do grow their hair, like even among the Far East, right, and the Chinawi, the Chinese and Japanese and other Asian people of the Far East. If you look at some of the old things, even the Buddha and everything, they would have the little bun at the top because they would basically have their locks tied into a bun at the top. So different peoples grew locks for different reasons. Some things are just like we have the ear. We all breathe the air. We all see sunlight. We all laugh. We cry. We eat. We, you know, all these things we do. So there's some things that are just universal, right? Just to point that out right there. For the Rastafari, you have to recognize the first ones were not, the first ones were black man, you know, say woman and child, but black man that did not have locks and even did not have beards. But as they grow and they study the scripts and as they grew in grace and the knowledge, they recognize, you know, even looking at His Majesty always has the precept. It's interesting. His Majesty and certain ones always keep those precepts, never violate those precepts. But even there were ones around who sometimes, you know, they probably shaved up their face. But, you know, as Revelation says, you know, Revelation says a good word to, you know, ones and ones who he who want to be holy, let him be holy. You know, here. Next question right here. That was question 12 right there. 13. Name some Nazarites from the scriptures. Can you name some Nazarites in the scripture? Now, of course, but of course, one's probably going to name Samson, right? Samson in Judges chapter 13, verse 7. We got Shamson, right? Samson, right? But also, did you know that Shemuel, Samuel, Hannah's boy, right? Shemuel, Samuel. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11, he was a Nazarite, right? And here we are speaking about some Nazarites that according to the scripts here, at least Samson was a lifelong Nazarite, right? Judges 13 and 7. Shemuel, Samuel also appears to be a lifelong Nazarite. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11. Absalom, did you know that Absalom, David's son, he was a Nazarite. You know, he was a Nazarite. It's an interesting thing in the narrative when you read and you understand what you're reading. In the conspiracy that Absalom had against his father, right, he had a custom. He had long locks, right? And he said that he's going to go to poll, P-O-L-L, to poll his hair. Pulling his hair, because his locks were said to be long and heavy, what he would do, he would shorten it. It was a tradition for even those who did have locks to shorten it. especially among the soldiers and the warriors. We were shredding our locks. We would still have our locks, even if we carried our locks as not as a vow, but just as the way we chose to express ourselves. But on the battlefield, you know, when we was going to battle, either we would tie it up or we would shorten it because we don't want, you know, a man to try to punk us by grabbing our hair. So, you know, we need to look at those things, because some might say, great luck, long, all the way down to the ground. Yeah, it can be dangerous, too. If we were, real world, real world. So Absalom, too, he says to his father, like, yeah, dad, I'm going to go down to such and such. I'm going to trim my lock. But he was actually conspiring against his father, Absalom. Then if you know the fuller story, David sent his cousin and leader, Joab, the leader of his army, he sent him after him, you know, to bring him back. David didn't want no harm done to him, but some of the mighty men of Israel, the brethren of David, the soldiers of David, they were like, how could son, how could Absalom do this, nigga? You the next king. How could you do this, man? You know, so some of them had something in for him, like Joab. But the interesting thing is, he told his father he's going to take some time away so he can, like, you know, pull his locks, you know, go through his custom of shortening his hair because hair is getting rather long. He didn't shave his hair, definitely shave. I know some of mine say, don't even put no scissors. I know that's kind of your folklore custom. I'm talking about John teaching. I'm talking about practice that's verifiable. You know what I mean? But what he did, he lied to his father. And then ultimately, when he was on the run from the army of Joab, who was hunting him down, the intent that David gave them to bring them back, but Joab had an intent, obviously, to kill him, right? So anyway, when Absalom is running away, he get on a donkey or something, and he go into some low bushes. You probably heard about this. And he get caught up in the tree by his hair. How ironic. But Absalom, just to point out that Absalom also appears to be a Nazirite he appears to be a Nazirite as well. John the Baptist was a Nazirite. Yes, Luke chapter 1, verse 15, right? John the Baptist was a Nazirite. And also Paul appears to be a Nazirite. According to Acts, you didn't know, Rabbi Shaul, Rabbi Saul, the apostle to the Gentiles, the apostle Paul, he was a Nazirite, according to Acts chapter 18, verse 18, and also Acts of the Apostles chapter 21, verses 22 to 26. So Paul had the locks too. You didn't know, right? That's what it says, like, when you read that portion, Acts 18, 18, Acts 21, verses 22 to 26, you'll find that, you know, he said he had a vow on him, and then there was other ones who had a vow on them as well, and they went to fulfill their vow, and they shaved their head. That's the indication, because that's according to HaTorah. Next question here. Does the word Nazirite have a connection with the word Nazareth? Does the word Nazirite have a connection with Nazareth? From the KJV, King James Version, ambiguity, it would appear so. But the truth of the matter is no, right? Not a direct linguistic, etymological, direct connection. In other words, they are not from the same root, just to point that out. No, they are two different Hebrew words, and they have two different Hebrew roots. And even in the English, where they spell Nazareth, with a Z, like Nazirite with a Z, Nazirite properly has a Zion. But if I'm correct, I think Nazareth have the Tzade, right? The when we say Yeshua HaNotri, Notri, 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 Notri is different than Nazir. Is Nazir Notri? You see how those two words are different? Notri, 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 or even Natri, 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 and Nazir. They're not the same. The word Nazir comes from the verb Nazar, right? Nazir comes from Nazar, which means to consecrate or to separate, whereas the word for Nazarene comes from either two. There's two close Hebrew words, right? One is Netzer. Netzer is branch. Netzer is branch, like a branch, you know, like a branch of a tree, right? A shoot, a branch of a tree, a Netzer. Netzer, right? Or from the verb, right? There's a verb to guard. The verb to guard. The verb to guard or the verb to watch. There's a verb to guard, and there's a verb to watch, right? Now, Nazareth was the name of a town that was said to be located in the north of Israel, where Yeshua lived. When the Gospels say, he shall be called a Nazarene. No one will say, see, that's Nazarite. No, no, read it again. He shall be called a Nazarene. It didn't say that he shall be called a Nazarite. He shall be called a Nazarene. They are not saying that Adonai Yeshua would be an oath taker. Again, when it's written in the Gospels that he shall be called a Nazarene, they are not saying that Yeshua, Robeinu, I and I Rabbi, Rabbi of Rabbis, Black Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, would be a oath taker, but or vow maker, but rather that he is the promised branch of Yahweh, Yahweh, according to Yeshaya. Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. So the connection with when it says he shall be called a Nazarene, right, that is connected with Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1, the branch of Jehovah. One more question, basic question right here, here, here. Was Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, was he a Nazarite? Was Jesus of Nazareth a Nazarite? Well, he may, based on what we know and what the scriptures say. You know, we could imagine whatever we want to, but based on what the evidence says, the best we can say is that he may have taken the vow at some point. There's nothing specific that he took the vow. One says, well, he was because he's of Nazareth and Nazarene. Well, obviously, you need to get into the Hebrew and the study Habarim and don't misinterpret based on the KJV ambiguity, right? But he may have taken the vow at some point. But he was not a lifelong Nazarite within that sense or a Nazarite from birth. There's nothing in the scripture that says that when Maryam, you know, when Maryam, you know, Kedistinga Maryam, you know, Holy Mary, when she had him, she did like Hannah. Hannah basically made a vow for, on his behalf. And we know Samson also was said to be a Nazarene, and they raised him as, I mean, a Nazarite, and they raised him as a Nazarite, right? Why would we say this? Well, you remember Yeshua, he touched the coffin of the widow's son. You remember? He went with the dead body when he raised it. You recall that right there? According to Luke chapter 7, verse 14, right? He also visited Lazarus, Elazar's grave. He visited Elazar, Lazarus's grave, right? And according to what we read in the scripture, he presumably drank wine. And it seems as though he kind of liked to drink wine, right, on a certain level. I mean, not to in moderation, but we know what they said. You know, behold, a wine bibber, a glutton, and all of that, they said, Matthew 11:19. So we just hope that that kind of maybe clarifies. Of course, I know the more reasonments to come forward, right, as we mentioned that Nazir, you know, is related to the word crown, right? Nazir is related to the word crown, right? There's some advanced questions as well. You can look that up, the H53, where is this right here? H5342. But we'll get to the advanced questions. Just want to touch a little bit more on the Nazarite and the Nazarene right there, via. Oh, yes, sir.
Little prisoner.
there's more on this as well, brothers and sisters. Nazir and the branch. So let's reason a little bit more on that. Yeshua HaNotri, that man who is the branch of Jehovah. Right here, brothers and sisters and brothers, we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 39, just to touch on it briefly right here. Yes, sir.
Psalm 39. I said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me while I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth, because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Selah. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength, before I go hence and be no more, 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 and be no more.
Shema Yisrael, hear, Midrash, Mizmor, Lameit 8. Psalm 39, Shema Yisrael, hear, Midrash, Mizmor, Lameit 8. Psalm 39, a Midrash on today's psalm. Lamnatzeach, li editun. Li dutun mizmor le azaf. Amarti, eshmera derakai, meya chato vilshoni, eshmera lefia machsom, de oda rasha, le negedi. For the leader, for Jedutun, a psalm of David, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not, that I uck up not with my tongue. Lamnatzeach li dutun mizmor le David. For the leader, for the chief musician, Lamnatzeach li dutun. The kere li dutun. The keti li ditun le detun. Mizmor le David. A psalm of David. Amarti. I said, Amarti. Eshmera derakai. I will take heed to my ways. Eshmera derakai, meyachito vilshoni, that I sin not. Meyachito vilshoni, be lishoni, that I sin not with lishoni, with my tongue. Lamnatzeach li dutun mizmor litawi. Amarti, eshmera derakai, meyachito vilshoni. Here, opening verse, Aleph verse. First verse, Hebraically. David's meditation, David's meditation is to be considered in the light, the illumination, what Scripture says elsewhere, even in the Mishle, Shlomo, in the Mashal, in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1, where it reads, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Ma inne rak, yashiva chema, u devar ezeva, ya ile af. A soft answer, a soft answer. Ala ma inne rak, turneth away wrath, yashiv chema. Ma inne rak, yashiv chema. A soft answer turneth away wrath. Ma inne rak, yashiv chema. U debar etzeba. But a grievous word, but a grievous. U debar, debar etzeba. U debar etzeb. Ya ille af, stirreth up. Ya ille, causes to rise up. Ya ille af, anger. Ma inne rak, yashiba chema. U debar etzeba. Ya ille af. An evil tongue is more grievous than idolatry. An evil tongue is more grievous than idolatry. Bamidbar, in the wilderness, when the Bnei Yisrael sinned, when they upped up and made the golden calf, so-called the molten calf, when the Bnei Yisrael upped up and made the molten calf, it was only after they had also sinned upped up with their mouths that the decree of their punishment was sealed. As is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 1 and 34, the Lord heard the voice of your words, ends with wrath. Yahweh Jehovah heard the voice of your words, and was wroth, and was ratted. Vayishma Yahweh et kol divrechem, vayayikatof, vayishavah leimor. And Jehovah heard the voice of your words. Vayishma'a Yahuwah et kol divrechem, and was wroth. Vayiktof, Jehovah heard, he who he be heard. Vayishma'a Yahuwah, the voice of your words. Et kol divrechem, and was wroth. Vayiktof, and as is also said, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 14, verse 28, as I live, saith the Lord, surely as y'all have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. Emor Elehem, Chayani Anum Yahuwah, Im Lo Ka'asher Dibartem, Be'aznai, Ken E'eseh Lachem. Say to them, Emor Elehem, say to them, Chai ani num Yahuwah, as I live. Chai ani, as I live. Num Yahuwah, saith he who be we be, the oracle of he who be we be. Num Yahuwah, im lo ka'asher dibartem bi aznai. Surely as y'all have spoken in mine ears. Im lo ka'asher dibartem bi'aznai, so will I do to you. Kain e'eseh lakem, so will I do to you. Kain e'eseh lakem. Emor elehem, chayani num Yahuwah, im lo ka'asher dibartem bi'aznai, kain e'eseh lakem. Say to them, chayani num Yahuwah, as I live, oracle of he who be we be, surely as y'all have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you, so will I do to y'all. Mark that the verse, Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 14, verse 28, that the verse here does not say, quote, ye y'all have wearied Jehovah with your deeds, end quote. The verse does not say that y'all have wearied Jehovah with y'all deeds, with your deeds, but it says, ye, y'all, have wearied Jehovah with your words. Even here, Malachi chapter 2, verse 17. Ye, y'all, have wearied he who be who he be with your words. Hoga'item Yahuwah b'divrechem. Ye, y'all, have wearied he who be who he be. Hoga'item Yahuwah with your words. B'divrechem. Hoga'item Yahuwah b'divrechem. Y'all have wearied Jehovah with your words. Similarly, it is written, even in Isaiah 3 and 8, for Jerusalem is ruined and Judah is fallen because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord. For Jerusalem is ruined and Judah is fallen because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord. Ki kashla Yerushalayim wi Yehuda nafal. Kia lishonam uama alalehem li Yehovah. Lamrota ainaya kovodo. For Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, is ruined. Ki kashla Yerushalayim. And Judah, Yehuda, is fallen. We Yehuda nafal. Because their tongue. Ki lishonam and their doings. Uama alalehem. Against he who be we be, against Jehovah, Eli Yehovah, to provoke the eyes of his glory. Lamrota aine Yakovodo, Kia kashla Yerushalayim, we Yehuda nafal, Kia lishonama uama alalehem Eli Yehovah, Lamrota aine Yakovodo. And again, even in Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 8, it reads, my heritage has become to me as a lion in the forest. She have uttered her voice against me. Therefore have I hated her. My heritage is become to me, to I, as a lion in the forest. She have uttered her voice against me, against I. Therefore have I hated her. Therefore have I hated her. Haitali nachlati. K'aryeya vayar natna alaya b'kolaha alkin sinetiha. My heritage has become to me, is become to I. Haita li nachelati, as a lion. K'aryeya in the forest. Vayar, she hath uttered her voice against me. Natna alaya b'kolaha. Olaha, natna alai bi olaha. Therefore have I hated her. Al kain sinetiha. Haitali nachlati k'aye vayar. Natna alai bi olaha. Al kain sinetiha. Here, a little commentary here on the Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 8. The King James Version reads it as this: mine heritage is to me as a lion in the forest. It crieth out against me. Therefore have I hated it. Now, Bamarinya in the midst of Kedus, we have Riste Bedor in Dala and Besa, Hona Binyalich, Dinswan Anissa Tabinyalich, Silazi Telechatalo. So here, even the Metzav Kedus, the authorized Amharic Bible, the revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Line, the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, brings it out, as well as the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, Hebraically, what we have right here, Bebrayist, in the Hebrew says, Haitali nachlati k'aye vayar, k'aye vayar. It says, my heritage is become to me, Haitali nachlati. Bamarinya riste bedor indale. Indale, right? My heritage bedor in the forest, bedor indale is like anbesa. Now anbesa here, like k'arye vayar or k'arye vayar in the yaar, in the forest. So the arye here, we can have Libona in the Hebrew. We can have Anbesa Situ here. The Anbesa, or the Aryeh, Hebraically, is now qualified by the verb that brings out Hona Binyalech. Hona Binyalech. The Haitah Li Nachlati Ke Aryeh Vayar. Here we have Natna. She gave, Natna Alai, against me, against I. Bi Kolaha, bi Kolaha. So here the Kolaha with the final he brings out her voice. We have Kol Kolo, his voice. Bi Kolaha, Bikolaha by way of her voice. Natana, Natana, Alai, she gave against I, Bikolaha. Here, Bamarinya, the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, Bintzwan, Anista Binyalech, she has lifted up against me, Bintzwan, her voice, corresponding with the Masoretic here in Yeremiyahu, Jeremiah, Ermias, Natana, Alai, Bikolaha, Al Kain, Al Kain, therefore, or upon like on for sure, the sense of therefore, Bamarinya, Sile Z, Sile, because Z is Z, because of this, Al Kain, Sinetiha, Al Kain, Sinetiha, Sile Z, El Chatalo, I have hated, repulsed, I have hated her. So here, the Hebrew brings it out, the Metzav Kedus, the Royal Amharic brings it out. The Hebrew translation here into the English is, my heritage has become to me as a lion in the forest. She has uttered her voice against me, against I, therefore have I hated her. This is covered up by the KJV, where instead of her, has it. Also, what is not brought out, we're looking at the KJV right here, says, my heritage is to me as a lion in the forest. It crieth out against me. The Hebrew and the Royal Amharic, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzav Kedus, emphasizes her voice. Bamarinya in the Amharic, Dinswan. Dinswa, Dinswan. Dinswa, Dinswan. In the Hebrew, Bikolaha. Bikolaha. Bikolaha, Bikolaha. Her, Kolaha. By way of her, again, sign, by way of her voice. She has uttered her voice. This is not brought out fully. It cries out. It cries out against me. She has uttered her voice against me. She, Dimswan, Anista Binyalich, Anista Binyalich, Natana Alai, Bikolaha. She gave against I by way of in her voice. She uttered her voice against I. Al-Kain, Al-Kain, therefore, Sinetiha, Al-Kain, Sinetiha, Silazi, El-Chatalo. So here, just bringing this sense out right here, the context of it that often does not get fully translated, right? The male and the feminine, the double, the divine, double helix, as we call it, aspects, that is very important to understanding and receiving the true spirit, the spirit of the word. But does Yahweh Jehovah hate Israel? But does Jehovah hate Israel, hate Israel, his heritage, because of her voice? Hear, the question. But does Jehovah hate Israel, his heritage, because of her voice? Rather, does he not love her? Does he not love her because of her voice? As is said even in Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs, Chapter 2, verse 14. Let me hear thy voice. Make I hear thy voice. Is it not written? Hashema'ini eta kolech. Make I to hear thy voice. Hashema'ini eta kolech. Kolech. Speaking to she. Hashema'ini eta kolech. Let me make I hear thy voice. Hashema'ini eta kolech. Does he not love her because of her voice? As it is written, Hashema'ini eta kolech. The fact is that he loves her because of her voice, and he hates her because of her voice. The fact is that he loves her because of her voice, and he hates her because of her voice. Say then that, according to Mishlei Shlomo, the Mashal, Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Say then that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Mavet v'chayim b'yad lashon. Death and life. Mavet v'chayim. Mawet, mawet, v'chayim, mawet, mavet, death, mawet, v' and chayim, and life, and lives, maweta v'chayim, b'yad, in the power, or b'yad, in the hand, b'yad lashon, b'yad lashon, death and life are in the hand of the tongue. Maweta v'chayim b'yad lashon. Mavet v'chayim. Mawet v'chayim. Death and life. Confer, compare, Ecclesiastes 37 and 18. Good and evil, life and death, and that which ruleth over them continually, itinually, is the tongue. The moral here, cautious speech may preserve life, as rash talk can imperil it. Mawet v'chayim b'yad lashon. And here, Metzaf Kedus, the Metzaf and Mesale, chapter 18, verse 21, Bamarinya. Motna hiwet b'melas ij nacho. Death and life. Mot ina, motna, death and hiwet and life. B'melas, in the tongue, ij, in the hand of the tongue. B'melas ij nacho, they are. Motna hiwet b'melas ij nacho. Alken silazi, therefore, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue, that I uck up not with my tongue. Amarti eshmera derakai meyachito vilshonni. I said, Amarti eshmera derakai. I will take heed. Eshmera derakai. I will take heed to derakai, derakai, my ways. Mechito, from uckery, from sin, that I sin not from sin, vilishoni, bilishoni, by way of my tongue, from sinning, mechito, bilishoni, amarti, eshmera derakai, meyachito, vilishoni. It happened once that a king of Persia was about to die. As he grew exceeding weak, his physician said, there can be no remedy for thee until they bring thee the milk of a lioness that thou must drink until thou art healed. So Hamelech, the king, the Negus, the king sent his servants who took much money, enough money with them, to Solomon, to Shlomo, Ben David, son of David. Thereupon Solomon sent and summoned Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, whom he asked, how can we get the milk of a lioness? Benaiah replied, give me 10 she-goats. Then Benaiah and the king's servants went to a lion's den, in which a lioness was giving suck to her whelps. The first day he stood afar and threw one goat to her that she devoured, she ate up. The second day, Benaiah came a little nearer and threw another goat. And thus, like this, he continued day by day. At the end of 10 days, he was close to the lioness, so that as he played with her, he touched her dugs and took some of her milk and went on his way. Then the king's servants went back to Solomon. He dismissed them in peace, and they went on their way. While they were midway in their journey, the physician, who was with the king's servants, had a dream in which he saw the parts of his body arguing with one another. The feet were saying, among all the parts, there are none like us. Had we not walked, he would not have been able to fetch any of the milk. The hands replied, saying, there are none like us. Had we not touched the lioness, he would not now be carrying any of the milk. The eyes said, we are of greater worth than any of you. Had we not shown him the way, nothing at all would have been accomplished. The heart spoke, saying, I am of greater worth than any of you. Had I not given counsel, you would not have succeeded at all in the errand. But the tongue spoke up and said, I am better than you. Had it not been for speech, what would you have done? Then all the parts replied, saying to the tongue, art thou not afraid to compare thyself with us? Thou that art lodged in a place of obscurity and darkness, Thou indeed in whom there is not a single bone such as there is in all the other parts? But the tongue declared, this very day you are going to acknowledge that I rule you. As the physician woke up from his sleep, he kept the dream in his heart and went on his way. He came to the king, to Ha-Melech, to the Nagus, and said, here's the milk of a bitch, which we went to fetch for thee. Drink it. Immediately, Ha-Melech, the king, the Nagus, immediately the king became angry with the physician and ordered that he be hanged. As he went out to be hanged, all the parts began to tremble. The tongue said to them, did I not tell you this day that there is nothing to you? If I save you now, will you admit that I rule you? They said, yes. Then the tongue said to those who were about to hang the physician, bring me back to the king. They brought the physician back to the king, and he asked the king, why didst thou order to have me hanged? The king replied, because thou broughtest the milk of a bitch to me. He asked Ha-Melech, the king, the Nagus, what does that matter to thee? It will cure thee. Besides, a lioness can be called a bitch. The king then took some of the milk and drank and was healed. And so, since it was proved that the milk was the milk of a lioness, the physician was dismissed in peace. Thereupon, all the parts said to the tongue, now do we confess to thee that thou rulest all the parts. Of this it is written, even in Mishle, even in the Proverbs, Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Motana hiwet bemelas ij nacho. Death and life, mawet v'chayim, are in the power, biyad, in the hand, biyad lashon. Mawet v'chayim, biyad lashon. Motna hiwet be'melas ij nacho. And so David declared, Amarti eshmera derakai. I said, I will take heed to my ways, Eshmera derakai, that I sin not, that I uck up not with my tongue. May chito be elshoni. Behold, what the tongue offers is better than all other offerings. As is said, even in Psalm 69, Hebraically, verse 31 to 32, I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. And it shall please the Lord better than that bull calf or bullock that hath horns and hoofs. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. And it shall please the Lord better than that bull calf or bullock that hath horns and hoofs. Hear, hear, Mizmor Samech 8, Psalm 69, Psalm LXIX, Mizmor Samech 8. It halilah shem Elohim abeshir, va it gadleinu v'toda, v'titav la Yahuwah mishor par markina. Mafris, I will praise the name of God with a song. It halilah shem Elohim b'shir, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Wa'e gadleinu b'todah, and it shall please Yahuwah Jehovah better than that bullock, better than a bullock. V'titab, 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 la Yahuwah, mi shor par, that hath horns and hoofs, makrin, mafris. Ehalla shem Elohim abishir, wa e gadleinu abithoda, v'titab, la Yahuwah, mi shor par, makrin, mafris. If it was a bull calf, how could it be a bullock? And if a bullock, how a bull calf? The verse, it means, however, that what the tongue offers pleases Yahuwah, Jehovah, even more than that bull calf that Adam offered in place of a bullock for thanksgiving, saying, even here, according to Psalm 92, Hebraically the second verse, it is good to give thanks to the Lord. Tov lehodot la Yahuwah. It is good, tovah, to give thanks, lehodot, to Jehovah, la Yahuwah. Tova lehodot la Yahuwah. Adam's offering took place on Yom HaKippurim, on the Day of Atonement, and corresponded to the service of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, Alik Kahinat. Of that, it is said even in Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 16, verse 3. Herewith shall Aaron come into the holy place with a young bullock for a sin offering. Bezota yavo aheron illa hakodesh befar ben bakar le chataata veayila leola. Herewith shall Aaron come into the holy place. Bezot yavo aheron illa hakodesh with a young bullock. With a young bullock. Befar ben bakar. For a sin offering, lechatat, 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 for a sin offering, and a ram for a burnt offering, ve'ayil le'ola, bezota yabo Aharon illa hakodesh, be'far ben bakar lechatat, ve'ayil le'ola. By the words that had horns and hoofs, by the words Markin, Mafris, that had horns and hoofs, is meant that the bull calf that Adam offered had horns before he had hoofs. And here, Midrash note, the theory was that fully formed animals emerged out of the ground, and so they had horns before they have hoofs, some say. Here, Midrash note. For the verses to be read, that had horns and then hoofs. That had horns and then hoofs. Over there, it was taught. Here, Midrash note, over there, that is in Palestine. Over there, it was taught. The bull calf that Adam offered had one horn in his forehead. For what the verse really says is, a bull calf that had a horn, that had a horn, makrin, makrin, and hoofs, mafris. Note that makrin, mem, kof, resh, nun, as written, it calls for the pronunciation of mikoran, mikoran, meaning it had one horn, mikoran, mikoran, meaning it had one horn. And here, Midrash note, the absence of the yod, in the hifil, the hifil form, makrin, is taken advantage of to achieve this tour de force, Hebraically speaking. So instead of reading as the Masoretic makrin, there's the absence of a yod, in the hifil form of makrin. And thus here, note that makrin is written, as written, Masoretically calls for the pronunciation of mikoran, mikoran, which would mean it had one horn. Ehala shem Elohim b'shir. I will praise the name of Elohim with a song. Ehala shem Elohim b'shir. And will magnify him with thanksgiving. Why it gadaleinu bitoda? Why it gadaleinu bitoda? And will magnify him. Why it gadaleinu with thanksgiving in giving of thanks bitoda? And it shall please Jehovah with titav la Yahuwah and it shall please he who be who he be, Jehovah, better than that bull calf, better than that bull calf. With titav la Yahuwah, mishor par, or bullock that had horns and hoofs. Magrin mafris. Ehalla shem Elohim b'shir. Wa e gadleinu v'toda. V'titav la Yahuwah mishor par. Magrin mafris. 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 Mafris.
Uno righteous apostle serving the Almighty, could rally round that room, rally round the justice cell, cause that soon I must go down, and justice wear the crown, justice be ready now.
Justice, now read it!
Another comment on for the leader, for Jedutun. Lanatseyach, Li Dutun, refers to the profession of judges and their judgments. Lanatseyach, Li Dutun, Yidutun, Jedutun, refers to the profession of judges and their judgments. Judgments. Do you hear Midrash note on today's Psalm Mizmor Lamed Tate, Psalm 39, Psalm XXXIX. Here, the word Jedutun, Yedutun is here derived from dat, or judgment, decree, the Hebrew dat, judgment or decree. Here, the name, the word Yedutun is here derived from the Hebrew dat. Judgment, decree, dot. Therefore, the Mizmor continues, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. Eshmerah derakai, me chito vil lishoni, so as not to pervert judgment. And another mizmor, another psalm, namely Psalm 119, verse 23, reads, even though princes sit and talk against me, thy servant doth meditate in thy statutes. Even though princes sit and talk against thy servant doth meditate in thy statutes. Gam yashvu sarim bi ni dabaru. Avdeka yasiach bechukeka. Even though also princes sit, gam yashvu sarim, and talk against me, against I, bi niyadevaru, gam yashvu sarim, bi niyadevaru. Thy servant Avdeka doth meditate yasiach in thy statutes. Bechukeka, Dama Yashbu Sari, Bi Nia Debaru, Abdeka, Yasiach, Bechukeka. I will keep a curb upon my mouth. Hear, Eshmerah Lefi Machsom, I will keep a curb upon my mouth. Is there such a thing as a curb for a man's mouth? The verse means, however, I shall keep silent and not occupy myself with idle words, only with words of Torah. I will keep a curb upon my mouth. Eshmerah lefi machsom. These words, they mean, I shall keep silence and not occupy myself with idle words, only with words of Torah. John's direction, instructions, words of Torah. So it is said, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Even here in the Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs of Solomon, 15 and 4. Marpe Lashon Eitz Chaim. A wholesome tongue. A wholesome tongue. Marpe Lashon. A healing tongue. Or here, a soothing tongue. Marpe Lashon. A wholesome tongue. Eitz Chaim. Is a tree of life. A tree of life. A healing tongue. Marpe Lashon. Eitz Chaim. Tree of life. Eitz Chaim, meaning Torah. Eitz Chaim, tree of lives. Tree of life. Eitz Chaim, meaning HaTorah, meaning the Torah, Jah's directions, instructions. Here in the Hebrew, Marpe Lashon, Marfe Lashon, a soothing tongue, a wholesome tongue. Literally, Hebraically, when it is a tongue that heals, a tongue that heals, Marpe Lashon, Marfe Lashon, soothes. The feeling of the person it addresses is wholesome, is healing to the person it addresses. Eitz Chayim, a tree of life, to the man who has such a tongue. Marpe Lashon Eitz Chayim. Eitz Chayim, meaning Torah. From this you learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart, the Isle of One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, gave HaTorah, the Torah, the directions, instructions, the teaching of His Majesty, gave HaTorah to the Bnei Yisrael, to the Israelites, to the children of Israel, to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, that they should not busy themselves with idle words, nor be busy with evil tongues. So the Mizmor, the Psalm says, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not, that I uck up not with my tongue. Eshmera derakai. So, too, Scripture says, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7, these words thou shalt speak them. These words thou shalt speak them. V'hayu ha-devarim ha'ele asher anoki ne'zauka hayom ala le'vaveka. And these words, ha-devarim, ha-eile, and these words that I command thee, I, this day, shall be upon thy heart. Wi-hayu ha-devarim, ha-eile, asher anoki, ni-zauka hayom, ala li-vabeka. Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6, here, verse 7. Ve shinanta male vaneka ve dibarta bam ve shivateka ve beiteka uva u ve lekateka uva lekateka va dereka u ve shakavitka u ve shakabeka u ve Umeka, and thou shalt teach them diligently to thy children. Wishinantama libaneka, and thou shalt teach them diligently. Wishinantam libaneka, to thy sons, to thy children. Wi dibarta bam, and shall talk and shall speak. Wi dibarta, speaking bam in them. Wi dibarta bam. Bishibateka, when thou sittest, bebeteka, in thy house. Ua bilekateka, ubilekateka, and when thou walkest, baderek, by the way. Ua bishakabeka, shakabeka, and when thou liest down, ua biumeka. And when thou, the eye, risest up, Wishinanta ma libaneka, Wishibarta bama, Bishibateka, Bibateka, Ua bilekateka, Badarek, Faderek, Uabe Shakabeka, Uabe Kumeka, and thou shalt teach them diligently, shall teach them diligently, Wishinantam Libaneka, to thy children, and shall talk of them, Widibarta Bam, shall talk, speak, Bam, in them, Widibarta Bam, these words, Dibarim Ha'ele, Shinantam, teaching diligently, Dibarta Bam, speaking them, speaking in them. That is, thou shalt speak words of Torah, of Jah's direction, instruction, the teaching of His Majesty, not slander nor idle words. Likewise, David asked, who wishes to have life in the Olam Haba, in the world to come? And they replied, no man can have it. David replied, but it can be had, and at a low price. When scripture asks, who is the man that desires life? When scripture asks, who is the man that desireth life? Who? Here, Mizmor Lamed Dalet, Psalm 34, verse 13. Mi ha'ish he chafetz chayim. Who is the man that desireth life? Mi ha'ish he chafetz chayim. Mi ha'ish. Who is the man? Who is the ish? Mi ha'ish he chafetz chayim. That desireth he chafetz life chayim. Mi ha'ish he chafetz chayim. The question, it means, who is he who wants, who seeks life in the Olam Haba, in the world to come? And they ask, but how can one have such life, such chayim? David answered, by keeping thy tongue from evil. Nitzora lishonka me'ra'a. Keeping thy tongue from evil. Nitzor, lishonka, nitzor, keeping, guarding, nitzor, lishonka, the eye tongue, me ra, nitzor, lishonka, me ra, keeping, keep thy tongue from evil. Here, second part of Psalm 34, verse 14, that is, from slander. Of that it is said, stilled be the lying lips that speak against the righteous. Stilled be the lying lips that speak against the righteous. Mizmor Lamed Aleph, Psalm 31, Hebraically verse 19. Te alamna sifte shaker ha dovrot ala tzadika atak de gaewata wa buz. May the lying lips be dumb. Te alamna, sifte shaker. May the lying lips be dumb, stilt. Te alamna, sifte shaker. May the lying lips be stilt that speak against the righteous, who speak arrogantly against the righteous. Ha dobrot al sadika atak. Telamna sifte shaker. Ha dobrota al sadika atak. Bigalata vavuz. Stilt be the lying lips that speak against the righteous arrogantly, with pride and contempt. Lips that prevent thee from ever saying, according to the words of Mizmor Lamed Aleph, Psalm 31, verse 20, oh, how abundant is thy goodness that thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, I. Ma rabba tuveka asher safanta li reka.
Yes, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
a fuller full right there on today's or the previous psalm. As here we're moving forward to Shabbat day, the seventh of the seven Shabbats, counting complete. We've counted 49 days. Shabbat shalom, send it salam. Just a word right here on the quote from Psalm 34. Did you hear? Psalm 34 in connection with the Nazir and the Nazir.